out there at V's After Dark Radio Land. And you know what time it is when it's 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a Thursday. It is now time for the quickest hour in internet radio, sports talk radio. And yes, this is live. This is not a recording. Yes, after 2 months, we are back. It is Let's Talk About Sport on V's After Dark Radio. I'm, of course, the man himself, your host, James Acevedo. And you could call us on this great show of ours at 616-716-8041. That's 616-716-8041. If you press numero uno, which is one in Espanol, that means you want to chat with us. Or you have a comment, you know. But if you're too shy, you know, we got the chat room open, you know. Either way, we appreciate you listening. You know, we appreciate your comments and everything else. And real quickly, I just want to say real quickly before I introduce, of course, you know, the real star of the show. I just want to say I want to send my condolences to everybody out there that went through Hurricane Harvey and now this Irma that's going on. There's total devastation everywhere I've seen online, and it's just horrible. I can only imagine. I've seen way too much destruction in the last couple of weeks. It's just horrible. It's just terrible, and I can only imagine not only people losing their possessions, but more importantly, people losing loved ones. And that is not a cool thing ever. So I just want to give my thoughts and prayers and my condolences to anybody that lost anybody. Hopefully none of our callers or listeners have any family down there, but more than likely they do. If they do, I hope they get to a safer ground. I mean, it's not near Miami yet, but it's causing total devastation in the Virgin Islands. And I remember yesterday it was Barcardo. I apologize, I'm mispronouncing the name of the island, but it was horrible, just total horrible. So I just want to say that, you know, before we continue with this show, because, you know, we don't want you to think like we act like we don't know what's going on, because we do, and we will aware, trust me. And without further ado, perfect segue, a woman that knows everything as far as what's going on, you know, it's my pleasure to bring back live on this show, because now I'm live, we're all back live here, V7 Dark Radio's back live after 2 months of a hiatus, seemed like it was 2 minutes. Is the one and only, the CEO of V's After Dark Radio, is the one and only, the multi-talented, very lovely Miss Vita Toy Lady. Hey, we're back. What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing good. And I want to...
I missed you so much.
I missed you too. Oh, my God, I missed you.
Aw. I wish I could hug you.
And it is... You know, I would really appreciate it. And for those
really
y'all, okay,
so
I'm actually tearing up, and these are sincere tears, and I'm going to tell you guys why. And we had this discussion last night.
Okay.
For those of y'all who saw my tweets a few weeks ago, I forget what game. Okay, I'm not even trying to be funny.
Was the Patriots one?
Was it the Jets? I was at home.
Was it the Jets
that was playing?
I think so. Are you talking about within the last?
It was a preseason. It was before the Patriots
early?
Game. It was a preseason game. It was
Classic.
Okay. Either way, I sent out a tweet because the doctor told me I couldn't. It was one of them games, either way. For those of you guys who was asking what was wrong, and I have been getting a lot of get well soon. I want to thank you guys. I was in a really bad car accident in August. I am still recovering. So, and James knows, and I'm still recovering.
Mm-hmm.
So when he said he wished he could hug me, I really, you know, this is teary-eyed because, as they say, by the grace of God, I'm walking and I'm here.
And you're here.
So everybody who's been sending out, like, thank yous and, you know, I'm sending, not the thank yous, but get well soons, I'm really thankful. I really haven't said too much because I can't really get into a lot of what happened, but I am walking. I'm alive. And I want to thank everybody who has been wishing me a speedy recovery. I mean, I'm here and I'm happy. So I am teary-eyed. Someone, James, said he wished he could hug me. You know, that's a sincere. We've talked and he knows more than a lot of people about what happened. And so, yes, I'm happy to be back on the air. Mm. I might be loopy sometimes. So, I do have drugs. my drugs are legal. My drugs are legal now. And we all know I don't do drugs. So,
it's the Indian in our background. You know, we have Indian in our background. So, you know, we don't like to take, the white man's drugs. Man-made drugs. That's what.
I really don't like drugs. I can't stand drugs.
We go by natural stuff. Yeah, I have to be dying. I mean, not to make a joke, but you know what I'm trying to say. Like, I have to really be hurting.
I can't stand drugs. I really can't.
I know me. I don't know how anybody could do it. You know, I'm just talking about.
I don't know how people do that shit. It's horrible. I mean,
I don't get
stuff.
It.
It's horrible.
You know, drinking, I understand, but not. Not taking drugs.
I comprehend alcohol 100%. I comprehend alcohol day in and day
different.
Out. I do not.
As long as you're,
I don't.
As long as you're smart. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean. As long as what they say, what did the beer companies say? What's that slogan they always say?
Drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly. There you go.
Drink
responsibly.
Responsibly.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and we do that. Well. No, we didn't. Well, let me put it like this. Most of the time I'm at home, okay? So I'm not doing no hurting to others or people outside, okay? So if I get, drunk, I'm in my home. So the only damage I might do is me if I fall down the steps or something, God forbid. But I'm mostly cool. I get nice and toasted. I don't get, tore up like that. But anyway, I can't believe here we are since we last talked. You know, we were. I remember us talking at the end of that show, okay, when we come back, we'll be smacking the start of the season. As a matter of fact, tonight, as far as the NFL, and tonight there's a game that both of us don't care about, but the significance of the game is. But the significance is opening game to the 2017 season.
Do we have to?
I'm just saying. No, listen. What I'm saying is, I'm not going to analyze the game. That's not why I bring it up. Why I bring it up is because it officially starts the NFL 2017 season. So we're not going to talk about that game because we keep it real. We could care less. We don't care about the Chiefs or the Patriots. The Patriots defending Super Bowl champions after the choke job by the Falcons. Remember that show we did months ago? Oh, my God. but, the Patriots, defending
their
title.
I'm so glad I have no money on that game.
Oh, my God. Imagine you did. Damn. That's in New England, by the way. Yuck. That's me saying that. Yeah. Not all the thoughts are shared by Visa's Dog Radio. That's just me. Yuck to New England. But at least I respect New England more than that team that's in Texas. And I'm talking about the Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys. So-called America's team, I'm just saying. So-called America's team. When I think New England, I hate to say it, but they should have that title. But we said that many times.
Yeah, they really. I mean, that's the sad part. I mean, they should be America's team. I will give them America's team.
The real America's team.
What I will not give.
Yes.
Okay.
Relax. Deep breath. Deep breath.
Okay.
Inhale, exhale. Take your time. We got time.
Can I talk about Ruddock?
Please.
Let me talk about Ruddock because,
sure.
Okay. We played that team in.
Which one?
That team that's playing tonight.
Oh,
we played that team.
Yeah, we
lost against that team, and true, they beat us. And it was preseason, so it did not count.
So it don't matter.
But I want to talk about Ruddick. So, and the reason why I want to talk about Ruddick is because Ruddick is our new backup quarterback. Now, he came out of U of M. So, the reason why I want to talk about him, because we just made.
What happened? Go ahead. This is really bad. Huh?
We just. Are you aware that Stafford is now the highest paid player in the NFL?
What?
You didn't get that news.
No.
Are you aware that Stafford is now the highest paid player in the NFL?
No, that's the. That's just as shocking as when I at one point Eli Manning was the highest paid. Quarterback, anyway. I know that's still, and I was like, huh?
Yeah.
But anyway, but
we just re-signed him for another 5 years.
But how much is guaranteed?
But the sad part,
it's not like other sports. It's not like any other sport. Remember, it's not like all those years are guaranteed, so we could come in, you know, at a certain time where it doesn't hurt their cap.
I didn't care about the dollar amount because he's the reason why we lost against the Patriots.
Uh-oh. I see what you're going with here. Okay.
But we just gave this man a bunch of money.
So you said he's the most expensive backup quarterback in NFL history?
No, well, I... To be... See, my problem is that for him to be our starter, Ruddick is why we didn't get blew out. See, I was at that game.
Yeah, so you're seeing the
game holder. When Ruddick came in the game, we were losing horribly. We were losing so bad that there should be a new word for bad.
So,
I think we were losing 13-6. Or three.
So
I think we were losing like 13-3.
So
we were losing so bad
lead,
that
a two possession lead by the Patriots at least is what you say. Yeah, gotcha.
Maybe three or four.
Oh boy, but
it was bad.
Continue.
It was
bad. Remember, it's preseason. So go ahead. But I understand where you're coming from. But go ahead.
But then Ruddick comes in because Ruddick wanted a job.
He was Superman. Huh? Came flying down.
I think it was between Ruddick and Kidd. I think Kidd was the other player. I can't even remember. I don't even know if the other guy got in. He might be the reason why we lost. But I wouldn't blame it all on him because I think the reason why we lost is because of Stafford, because Stafford stayed in the entire first half. And then Dujac.
Mm-hmm.
But we just paid him all this money.
Mm-hmm. I wish there's a song I could play right now, but I can't because this is not tomorrow's night show. But you know I'm going to go with. You know what I'm saying. I can't play On Esther right
now. So, I just wanted to bring that up that everybody's giving all these praises to Matthew Stafford. And I want to put this out there. I don't hate Stafford.
No, he's a strong word. First of all, he's a strong word. It's not like he did something to his family. You know what I'm saying?
But anybody who knows that I've never been a fan of Stafford either.
No, you've been consistent the last few years. You're not a big fan of his. But let me tell you this, because we kind of talked this off the air. Has this sparked, because you're in the D, you're in Motown, a place that hopefully one day I'd like to visit because it's a very historical city. I'm not just saying that because you're my friend. Has this started a quarterback controversy at all?
No.
Really?
That's the whole thing. No.
Why?
Nobody's grumbling.
Really?
I don't know why, but no.
But what did I tell you? What was the first thing I said? I was like, oh, this is going to spark a quarterback controversy. I know in New York, well, we all know how the media is in New York. They start anything. So they would have ate that and they would have ran with that. The New York press, forget about it. They would have ran with that and be like, oh, it's, even if there wasn't no quarterback controversy, they'll spin it, you know, it's a quarterback controversy. Forget it here, forget about it. They sometimes the New York media, boy. Yeah. Anyway.
But you know what? I think because the people here, but see, Stafford has so many people here that love him.
And you don't
I
feel that.
I am not one of those people.
Yeah, yeah. I actually think so.
You know, it's just like JV is gone. I'm happy he's gone. I could care less. People are whining that he's gone. I'm actually glad somebody took the contract. I didn't, you know, we had this discussion and we were talking about we didn't know who was going to take it earlier in the season. I'm glad some suckers picked him up, you know. We found somebody to take it. He fought it, but somebody took it. Thank God. I don't care if we lose for the next season. They're whining, okay, we're going to be a losing team. No, we're not. We get to rebuild. It's time for a rebuilding, okay? I don't care that he's been here for the past 13 years. Bye. What did they say? Bye, Felicia. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Poof. Be gone. It's time for a new start. Every team needs to rebuild. Okay. It's time for a new beginning. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's time, you know, it happens to every, you know, era. Some errors
and Osmus can go, too. I don't know where they got him from, but Osmus can go, too. He shouldn't have never came. But that's just the way I feel.
So besides that, because I know you don't, you never do predictions. All I want to ask you,
and I'm not going to start.
I know you're not. The only time you did, but remember that one time you did say they would make the playoffs. Wasn't that last year? You did do that out the blue one time, which was startling.
And they did.
They did. I was shocked.
I said they would make the wild card.
I
said they would make the wild card, and they made the wild card. And then I said that.
I thought they won the division. They won the wild card? I thought it was the division they won. I thought they won the division. I mean, I could be wrong, but I could have sworn they won the division.
They got the division, but they didn't get their division.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Okay, I remember you were at the game.
Yeah,
I remember you
I was
being
at
the
game when they got it.
That's what I'm saying. So division, you know, much more bigger deal than wild card. But let me just say this. Not to make any predictions, but do you feel, how should I say, do you feel just as confident as you did when you made your playoff prediction in the middle of the season last year? Like you did then about this team?
You know what? I feel good this year about the team only because I got a chance to see preseason. I looked at the roster. Since I've been incapacitated and, you know, the things that I've got going on, so I can't always keep track of a lot of stuff right now. But I will tell you, being that, unlike last year, where I wasn't able to go to any games, I will be keeping better track this year. I like Galati. We don't have as many injured players. But our kicker is out, so I was looking. I don't know who our backup kicker is. And for anybody who doesn't understand why I'm concerned about our backup kicker because Sam Martin is our kicker. And when you're talking about doing that kick return, it's good to know who your kicker is because field position on that return is a big thing, and Sam Martin has an excellent leg. So, right now he's out, and I don't know how long he's going to be out. I'm going to check to see if he's back in for the game. But Galati is in. Galati, actually, for anybody who did not see, Ocho Cinco was brought up, Chad Johnson, for those of y'all who don't know. He was brought up for
what? For what, Matt?
He was actually brought the – the Lions brought him up here. for one of the practices as a guest.
Really?
Just to watch. You know, they brought him up as a guest. And he did a Instagram thing saying that he's a secret weapon. And Galati actually made the team. And when you have one of the best in the league from when he was playing saying that, that's high, you know, that's high praise. So Chad Johnson did a big thing on him, you know, talking about how good he was. I got a chance to see him because, remember, I did go to the I did the season ticket in practice, season ticket holder
practice.
Yeah,
that was awesome. That's that must have been a wonderful experience, especially a diehard football fan like you. You must have died and went to heaven.
Yes.
Like, did you like all those men around you? Those big men?
I know. Everybody keeps talking about, oh, my God, you're so short. And I'm like,
you're so small. You're like, you're 5 feet tall. Next to these
I'm only 5 foot three.
Monsters. But these, I mean, these football players, I'm telling you, they're like a different breed of human beings. They're like, holy crap. You know, like the gladiators.
Yeah, but you're talking about, but you know what it's like to be around these guys. It's like, and you know what? What's even more awesome is being a season ticket holder. I never realized the privileges that you get being a season ticket holder.
I saw you with that. I was like, wow, look at you. You should talk about, hey, come on, let's talk about sports. Hey, you wanna be a guest spot
like,
every week?
Man,
talk about Lions.
Being a season ticket holder, I never knew the
that.
Perks. Okay.
Yeah, I never knew it was like that either. I don't know it's like that for every team, but the Lions, wow, that's outstanding.
I mean,
I would think
you see the different
like that for every
you
team,
see the different pictures that I got with these guys, right?
Yeah, you get autographs.
You said I took pictures with them.
I'm
autographs
Lions
and all kind
legends,
of stuff. I'm in
Lions
different
legends,
outfits.
Lions legends. You got your Herman Moore. These, you know, all these guys. Like, wow, look at you with the elite. Look at you.
I'm with the legends.
Yeah, you the legends. The ring
and
of honor.
For you guys who don't know what we're talking about, I have an original Wilson's jersey. I sent James a picture because my daughter has it on her on her Instagram page. She has the picture where, because I had to actually send it to him because I thought I had it, but my daughter took the picture with her camera, and these guys are so tall that the sun was blocking them.
Jesus Christ!
And I sent him the picture.
Human eclipse.
And Herman Moore signed my, back in the day, the players used to wear Wilson's jerseys. I know everybody thinks Nike is the king.
I remember.
But Wilson's, before there was Nike, they wore Wilson's, okay?
And before Champion, too. And then they went to Champion a little later on. Remember, then they went to Champion, like around that time, too.
So,
I remember that, too.
So I have my Wilson. I have my Wilson's jersey.
Uh-huh.
And when I saw Herman Moore at the practice for season ticket holders, I told him that I had his Wilson's jersey. First of all, you got to realize that Herman Moore played back in the 80s. So,
yeah, I remember.
He was like, so you a diehard fan. And he said, well, next time you see me, bring your jersey and I'll sign it. So I saw him, and he actually signed my jersey the next time I saw him. So I have a picture of where he signed my jersey. So I'm actually having that jersey framed.
Awesome.
And then I have my Golden Tate jersey has Herman Moore and Lomas Brown signature on it. And I just got to get Tate to sign this jersey, and then I'm going to have this jersey framed, and then I have a hat that they were giving away that I have both Lomas Brown and Herman Moore's signature on. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got signatures.
That's so awesome. By the way, as we're talking, I'm seeing what you were saying about earlier, about Matthew Stafford. $135
million.
$135 million.
Yeah.
Question. Did he win?
I ain't got no answers. Okay.
Did he win some Super Bowls I didn't know about? I'm just saying. I want to understand. Did I miss something? Did I go in a coma the last few years that I didn't realize?
If you did, I was there with you, okay?
Yeah, because I'm saying, now, if I was reading right now that Tom Brady got this deal, I wouldn't blink an eye. I'd be like, you know what? I know he's 40 years old, but the man's a champion. He's a winner. Let's keep it real. He makes everybody better. So I wouldn't.
But I understand
boo. I wouldn't. Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't say boo. I'd be like, oh, okay. Understand. But
Tom,
I see.
Wait a minute. If you would have saw Tom Brady's name behind in front of that dollar figure, you would have said,
sure.
Yeah, okay, I understand. You know,
okay,
I'm sick of care for the guy, but I understand.
Yeah, exactly. I respect Nolan. I respect him. I don't like him, but I respect him. I respect him as a player. Definitely a future Hall of Famer. Probably the best quarterback I ever seen. I thought I would never say that. I always said Joe Montana was the best I ever saw, but he's surpassing what I even feel, because I think he makes a lot of players better than even Montana did, because Joe Montana on his squad was Hall of Famous. He don't have Hall of Famous. The only person he ever has a Hall of Famer was...
Joe Montana wore pantyhose, okay?
Well, no, that was Joe Namath, wrong Joe.
Oh, Namath, I'm sorry.
Namath. Yeah, that's way back.
I know it's a Joe.
Yeah, yeah, I have right. But I see right here, and for those who don't know, our listeners, he got his contract done last week. He set records for the biggest signing bonus, $50 million. Okay, that alone gets me agitated. That's not even that alone, $50 million for what? I gotta look at this guy too. Cause I understand. I'm not hating the guy.
Okay.
The money,
okay.
So I'm not.
Can I stop you on that?
Leader.
Can I stop you on
yeah,
that?
Go ahead.
Can I stop you on
sure,
that?
Go ahead. Of course, you're the boss.
And this is my personal. This is my personal feeling. That was cost $7.5 million per child. Cause remember, his wife just had twins.
Look at this. Unbelievable. And most money fully guaranteed at signing at $60.5 million and a 3-year cash flow of $87 million. Oh. Like I said, I'm not hating the man for getting his money. I'm not. I'm not one of those people. Hey, get that money. You don't know. He might break a leg tomorrow. And for what Ms. V is indicating, she probably wishes that. So Reddick could be the quarterback. But it's just... the guaranteed money is still mind-boggling, even if you take away the $135 million extension. The $50 million guarantee, the $50 million for a guy that, okay, you know, he's all right. He's not special. I mean, I'm just saying, he's not. He's not even your man, you know, the guy you
see,
really don't like, you know, in Green Bay.
That's why I didn't go look it up, because I knew that you would, because I can't believe that you hadn't heard about that.
I'm glad you did, though, but I hear nothing about it.
How did you miss that one? But how did you miss that one?
Maybe because we're so self-absorbed up here. I don't know. I didn't really know. I'm honest. Yeah, keep it real. I'm not going to sugarcoat and lie and say, oh, yeah, I knew about this. No, because... I read this little article here. I'm like, I don't even want to click read more. You know how it says read more to click on it? I don't want to read more. I don't. I'm going to get more mad. I'm not even a Lions fan. This pisses me off. This is ridiculous.
Think about how I feel.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not even a Lions fan and I'm pissed. I can imagine you. Okay, Detroit Free Press. Oh, boy. Breaking down his contract. Do they have to do that? I'm interested in his career numbers. Not that it would back him earning that money, because it won't. But I'm just curious, like, what equals $135 million? Because first of all, let's play this off the bat. Like I said already, zero championships, zero. Not even an NFC title. Okay, not even that. All right. I don't know how many Pro Bowls. I know all that is a big deal. I understand. I'm not, you know, because that goes for the, when they renegotiate the contract. I understand all that. It needs more money in their pocket. But I'm just saying, in a nutshell, that's too much money. You don't deserve that money. I'm just saying. And I'm not being a hater when I said, like I said, go get your money. I'm not hating. I'm just keeping real. As a fan, I'm speaking as a fan.
You heard what I said when I started making my comments.
Yeah, that should be on the billboard. Like those Lion fans should have that on the billboard. What the hell? You did what? You give who? What? Really? Wow, I didn't know he won so many Super Bowls. Wow, you know, I missed that one. I missed all the championship games and Super Bowls and Super Bowl MVP he won. Wow, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Matthew Stafford is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Boy, I can't even name any more guys better than him. Let me see. Let's see. Aaron Rodgers. I mean, let's keep it real. If I saw Aaron Rodgers instead of this guy having that contract, that I could even understand a little more. Okay, I can live with I can live with that a little more. I know that's your arch rival, but I'm saying, if you look at that, you go, okay. All right, he's one of the people.
But see,
you know,
I could understand that. Thing is that I can understand anybody other than him. And like I said, I don't hate him. I just don't understand it.
That's why
I started this off with the comment that I said, because the fact that we played the Patriots and the fact that we were losing so horribly, and the fact that our new backup quarterback, Ruddock, is the reason why we only lost. We were actually, believe it or not, we were actually beating the Patriots at one point.
What, by a couple seconds?
We actually were beating. No, we were actually up, and only lost by 2 points. But we only lost by 2 points. That's the whole thing.
Okay. Gotcha.
We didn't even lose by 4 foot. We didn't lose by... we didn't lose by 6 points. We lost by 2 points, okay?
It's a respectable loss to a very good team, a damn
right.
good team. So it's, I mean, losing sucks, period, but at least they didn't embarrass themselves. And a lot of that happened
right.
because of Reddick. Reddick brought them back to respectability is what you're saying.
And that's all I'm saying, and I'm saying it's because of him.
Him, yeah.
That
Man.
We didn't
okay.
get blew out, and yet it's still.
Listen, now what I'm about to do right now, I'm just thinking about the radio show. I love you, okay? But you're better when you're angry. So I'm just doing this for the show. What I'm about to tell you right now. Okay, this is from the Detroit Free Press, which Ms. V has read from a lot on this show in the past. I'm just
which I didn't today.
I understand that. and you're going to hear why. Here we go. Listen to this, doozy, as they say. The Lions saved more than $5 million in cap room. By the way, I don't know who the author is. I like to give the author credit. I'm not like one of these people that don't give off. Who's this author? Dave Burkett. Dave Burkett. That's B-I-R-K-E-T-T. I hope I said his last name correctly. Dave Burkett. I think that's his last name, if I said it correctly. Like I said, the line. Now this is like the last paragraph, and then I'm going to get you to the full details of his contract. the line saved more than $5 million in cap room by signing Stafford to his extension. Whoopie damn do. But Stafford's deal comes with hefty future cap numbers. Here we go. Time to get angry. In 2020, the final year of his current collective bargaining agreement, Stafford's contract carries a $31.5 million cap hit. The next year, his cap number will be, get ready for this, drum roll please, $30 million. As we go see for this season, his base salary is $1 million fully guaranteed. His signing bonus, like I said, is up $50 million. That's $16.5 million deferred until February 15th. If they're in the Super Bowl, that would be nice, but I don't think so. The cap hit, if they were to do anything with him, would be $16.5 million, right? That'd be the cap hit for the deal. Now, next year, his base salary inflates dramatically to $9.5 million fully guaranteed, which is already too much. His roster bonus is $6.5 million due to fifth day of league year. That means, you know, his fifth year in the league, he automatically gets an extra $6.5 million guaranteed for injury only. So that's the key. His workout bonus is $500,000. His cap hit next year would be for the Lions is $26.5 million. It just gets better. Okay, 2019, his base salary inflates a little more. $13.5 million guaranteed for injury only, in parentheses, by the way. His roster bonus for 2019, Stafford, would be $6 million due to his fifth day of league year, guaranteed for injury only. Workout bonus, another $500,000. His cap number hits for the Lions of 2019 would be $29.5 million. And 2020, his base salary is $15 million. It just keeps going up. His roster bonus is $6 million. His workout bonus is still at $500,000. His cap number hit for the Lions would be $31.5 million. Then in 2021, $9.5 million guaranteed his base salary. $10 million roster bonus. Workout bonus is only $500,000 or for a man. The cap number would be that year in 2021 for the Lions, $30 million. And last but not least, because this has been a doozy, as I said, in 2022, if we're around to live that long, yeah, please Lord, base salary actually goes down. Well, it went down in 2021, his base salary is 9.5. So it actually goes down, which is amazing. But it goes back up again in 2022 at $12.5 million. Roster bonus is $10 million. Workout bonus is $500,000. His cap number here is still a hefty $23 million. In other words, this is a bad extension contract. This is bad. This is bad. He better bring it. I'm saying he better bring it because this is ridiculous. I had to tell you this, Lizzie. I'm sorry. I love you, but I had to tell you. I had to. I love you. You know, stuff. I had to tell you. I had to tell you these.
All
things.
I know is that I hope Ruddick goes out there and,
yes,
and breaks Stafford's leg or something.
you
know.
I want to know what he makes. He probably only makes not even like a couple hundred thousand or something, or whatever. Not even a million or something.
All I could tell you.
Poor guy.
My Jesus.
But like I said, I love how.
I started off this show.
I understand why.
I started off this show by giving credit where credit was due, and I gave Ruddick his credit.
Which we do. Sure. Absolutely.
But see, I also want to talk about.
Go ahead.
I want to talk about the fans here in Detroit that are whining. Okay, get over
about,
it.
About?
The Tigers.
What specifically?
The Tigers. Well, and they're crying because we didn't got rid of Martinez. We didn't got rid of JV. Get over it,
that's
people.
Right.
Okay? Just get over it. Get over it.
Soon the manager will be fired. Let's keep it real. He will be fired.
Get over it. I'm just saying, get over it, okay? First of all, I am a diehard Detroit fan, okay? And everybody knows
yes,
I'm a Detroit fan.
Yeah, you bleed Detroit.
But, you know, let's keep it real. I do not dislike any Detroit teams. Let's keep this real.
No, you're a fan of all Detroit teams. Yes, you are.
Even the crappy Pistons.
They're the lowest of the totem pole right now. They're the lowest of the totem pole right now. That's all.
You know, I mean, we've got, what's that guy's name who is the worst free throw shooter in the league? You know, I'll remember his name when they start playing again because that's the only reason, that's who I know. But that boy, I'll remember his name. But at the end of the day, I can't remember his name. Shoot. But like
what,
I said,
Tigers?
I don't. No,
who's
the
that?
Free throw shooter for the Pistons.
Oh, fine. I can barely remember the coach. I can barely remember this coach, Stan Van Gundy. Am I correct?
that's because he's also the GM. But
yeah.
My whole thing is that at the end of the day, JV is gone. So we ain't got to worry about seeing Lil' Girl with her bouncy titties no more, okay? So we don't have to worry about JV getting distracted no more. So maybe our bullpen actually, do something. Not this year, but
no,
maybe next year, okay?
I don't know about that.
I said maybe, okay? But now the team can rebuild because now we got money that we can spend. Think about it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, don't we still have Upton, the black one? I mean,
No, he's with the Angels now. They got rid of him too.
Oh,
they did a
okay,
fire
so we don't.
Yeah, you don't have nobody right now. Yeah, they practically everybody is gone except for the main guy. You know, Cabrera, obviously, he's still there. Miguel Cabrera. He's the only one still left standing of any significance. You know, I think this is a fire sale, basically, the last couple of weeks of their team.
Okay. So we ain't got nobody. Get over it, people.
True.
It's whining.
I mean, think about it's football season. A Lions team that has a chance. I'm not saying they're going
but
on
the Lions
way.
Actually looks pretty good. I mean, okay.
They
let me
shot.
Say something.
They have a shot.
I went to preseason.
Mm-hmm.
John Jr. looks like he's going to actually earn that money that we gave to Cincinnati for him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is he going to really earn it this year? I don't know. I mean, the fact that Glover Quinn has a baby on the way and his wife is down in Houston, he's worried about her. He has just cause to be. You know, I'm not upset about that. But, you know, what I do need to do is I need all of the wives to be put on an island where there's no hurricanes. Actually, I want to send all of the wives to Denver because Denver seems to be the safest place in the country. I'm serious. I'm very serious. I want to send all of the wives for the Lions to Colorado. Nothing happens in Colorado. You know that, right? Nothing.
No, most of the time. Most.
Send all of the Lions wives to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that they got some prime property in Colorado. Send all of the wives to Colorado. Buy up as many mansions as you can. Put them people in Colorado. And don't let the husbands go. Focus on the game. And maybe we'll win. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Maybe.
Because I'm tired of these folks making babies. You know, we've got a caller. You want to answer this call?
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'll come right over. Oh, here we go. Sure. Hold on 1 second. Hello? Hello, caller. Hello. You on the air. Do you have a comment or a question for anyone?
Well, first of all, good evening. It's my first time, I think I'm calling this show.
Cool.
This is Lou from Jersey. My first time caller here.
Nice. Welcome aboard.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for calling.
But no stranger to the network.
Oh, nice. Okay. I like
that. I've been doing this 18 months now.
Nice.
All right.
Go ahead. What's your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are on tonight's opening game, the Chiefs and the Patriots.
Ah, okay. Go ahead.
You know, everybody's thinking that the Patriots are just going to be, you know, walking already. They're going to go 19-0. They're going to shut everybody this year. I don't think so, especially even with tonight's game, because I think the Chiefs have a good defense. And I'm not saying the Chiefs are going to actually win it, but they are going to keep it competitive. And keep in mind that New England has been suffering through injuries in this preseason. And with Edelman out, that might be a little bit more revenge to the Chiefs.
And with that, you guys can thank us for that. You know we're the ones who took Edelman out, right? We took him out. We did that. Yes, we did. Hey, we tried. We couldn't take him out, but we did take out Edelman. I mean, we can only do one player at a time. At least we did Edelman.
Where are you
do
based?
Do America a favor.
Where are you based, though?
Detroit.
Well, she's...
We took
him
out.
She's in Detroit.
We took Edelman on a preseason.
Yeah, I'm New York City. I don't care about the Lions. I'm a Giants fan.
Yeah.
I'm a Giants fan. So.
And one of your boys got paid $125 million.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm not happy about that either, listen.
Yeah,
don't,
neither
listen.
Am I.
Listen. I've had that conversation already.
We went through, oh, my God. It's like... Like I said, you know, boy, I didn't know he had all these trophies in his, you know, on his shelf and all these rings and MVPs and like, wow. And I just read his whole contract of his 5-year extension just a few minutes ago, and I'm dumbfounded. I am like, what?
Yeah.
I don't
listen,
get it.
I'm not
I
the one
say,
that's
wow.
happy about that contract. I started off the show by saying that. The only reason why we even came back against the Patriots in preseason was because of our new backup quarterback, Ruddick. Ruddick is what did that because it ain't because of Stafford, okay? So do not look at me for that one. Just so you know.
Okay.
Just so you know, I am not the one.
Right. I mean, yeah, Stafford's a decent quarterback, but he's not worth $125 million.
I agree.
We
That's
all
why
agree.
I thought
we
off
all.
The show with my rant about that. Okay.
We all agree
I'm
about,
sorry
we
I tuned in late.
Yeah. He don't – no, it's all right. Hey, we appreciate any time. It doesn't matter, you know what I'm saying? We all got things to do, so I totally understand. let me just say this real quick. When it comes to the Patriots, okay?
Yes.
The Patriots, as far as I know, it's last year, but I'm trying to, you know, this all comes back to this year, too. If you remember, the Raiders were pretty damn good last year. Pretty damn good. Until Carr got hurt at the worst time of the year, like the next to last game of the season, whatever it was. It was like right around there. And because of that, that's why. They lost, even though they still held their ground because of their defense or whatever, but they still lost. I'm not saying that, you know, they would have went all the way, the Raiders, but they had a pretty good shot to represent the AFC East. I really thought it was going to be the Raiders and the Patriots, and the Raiders get their revenge on that horrible, you know, Tuck rule going back, you know, back in 2001. The biggest debacle I've ever seen in NFL history. It was ridiculous. I know it's different teams, different era, but see, Tom Brady was on that team. So as far as this year, not only do you have Carr back, the Chiefs don't know chopped liver like you were saying either. Okay, they're not chopped liver. The only thing that's going to be easy for the Patriots is because they're in that easy-ass AFC East. That division gives nothing. So they're going to sleepwalk to at least, God forbid, 11, 12 wins at least, unfortunately. Now, I don't see them going under. Actually, I'm not like one of these people. Oh, they're going to be repeat. You know, things happen. Now, I never count out Tom Brady. You know, the man is unbelievable. I respect him, you know, whatever. Thank God my Giants beat him twice. Otherwise, this man would have 7 Super Bowl rings, which is, 5 is enough. But he already has one hand full. We don't need the other hand to start getting rings. Let's keep it real. The Falcons in that Super Bowl, just basically the defense just went to sleep, and they just gave that Super Bowl to them. Just like when they last won before that, where Pete Carroll basically in the Seahawks, here, we don't want this Super Bowl championship. You have it. I'm going to throw 2nd and goal on the 1-yard line. One of the dumbest moves I've ever seen in my life. And basically the last two Super Bowls, it was basically giving them, although I give the Patriots a little more credit with this one only because they had to chop away and chop away and, you know, they got it back. Although that defense, by the way, I remember that statistic earlier this year, that it was the worst Super Bowl defense in NFL history to be in a Super Bowl. And it showed. And you saw why they won. I mean,
yes.
You got the first overtime Super Bowl, and it was a great game. Don't get me wrong, as a fan, it was a great game, whatever.
But the greatest choke ever in history.
Yeah, one of the biggest chokes in sports history, yes, absolutely. And like I said, We will see. To me, I don't just kneel down, kiss the ring, and say, oh, yeah, they're going to just walk away and it's going to be no problem and they're going to win again. They have a good chance, but we will see. Injuries happen. You know, certain fluke things happen. You know, they'll have an extra chance only because they're the division. But, you know, I say the Chiefs and the Raiders, you know, they have a chance to get in their way down the line, especially in the playoffs. The Texans, I get all the Texans, they're so good, but I don't know, not confident as much as them. The Jaguars are up and coming.
Yeah.
They're a team that's going to definitely do some damage in the future, especially with Tom Coughlin being down there. He's going to bring them back up to shape, and they're really going to be good. But like I said, I agree with you, sir. I'm not, you know, saying, oh, yeah, they're going to be undefeated and all that stuff. By the way, the last time they tried to be undefeated, a certain team named the Giants beat them.
I never heard of them.
We did America a favor, and you're welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, what's your team, sir, by the way? What's your favorite team? I'm sorry, I didn't get to ask.
I'm a Cowboy fan.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
I've heard that before.
Just playing.
Ah.
So, okay. Now, how do you feel with this upcoming year? Now, did your running back, he got that suspension, right? Did he get 6 games or something?
Well, we won't know the official result, I think, until tomorrow. They're supposed to ruin it then. That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah. It's just, that's what the NFL boy just, when it comes to these things, I just don't know.
Well, you know, it's a tough case. I mean, did he or didn't he?
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's baffling.
Yeah, it is baffling. I would say this as a Giants fan. Don't get me wrong. I love when the Giants face the Cowboys, but I'm getting pretty sick of every year we open up in Dallas. I mean, I'm just saying, it's enough already. I want a different team. Now, when I say that, I'm not saying that because I'm scared. I'm just saying, like, let's make it different. let's face someone else.
Right.
Let's face the Cowboys later in the year, you know? Yeah, and you know, I was proud enough to say the Giants, you know, it's a great rivalry. No, it is a great rivalry.
And
just
it's
like
division,
the Eagles and the Giants. Oh, the Eagles. Ugh, the Eagles. I know you agree with me on the Eagles. Yeah. The Eagles and the Redskins. No one cares.
Oh.
Hey-o. Well, it's not like Joe Theismann back in the day. If those were Joe's Redskins, that'd be different. Sir. Yeah, but the Redskins. I mean, they're gonna be good. I mean, they're right. They're all right. They're all right.
Oh, my God.
They're all right. They're not great.
I don't know.
Now, let me say this, too. Let me just say this, sir, real quick, because I'm not one of these fans either that, you know, believes everything drinking the Kool-Aid. It's just like last year, too. Everyone is saying, wow, the Giants are going to be a good – let's remember who's the quarterback. Let's just remember is Eli Manning. And now I know I appreciate what he's done. Don't get me wrong. I thank God he came up at the right time, but he's one of the most fascinating athletes in sports history. Because here's a man that if you look at his career, it's almost like with if Miss V's guy, Stafford, had his career. You know what I mean? Like out of the blue.
First of all, that is not my guy.
No, I'm saying no, but you know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
Your quarterback. Let me rephrase that. Your quarterback. You know, I know you don't like him, but I'm just saying. But Eli Manning, he's good. But I can name you so many other quarterbacks been in. And I keep it real. I'm just saying, Eli at times to this day, now he's been in the league now over 10-plus years. 2004 was his first season.
Yeah.
His first full season was 05. You know, when he had a full season, he had a very good year that year. But his career is very lackluster. You take away those playoff runs, and it's nothing to brag about. Just keep it real.
No.
Unfortunately, he'll go to the Hall of Fame only because of those feats he did against the Patriots, which is not fair. I don't think it's right, but the NFL is different when it comes to other sports. When it comes to Hall of Fame, they go by accomplishments more than stats, unlike baseball, where baseball is all about stats and, you know, what you did, this, that, and the third. But, Eli is the key. I know the offensive line, too. That's the key. Because I know we got all these weapons. I heard the same crap last year. I wasn't drinking the Kool-Aid, okay? You know why I know? Because I've been a Giant fan for 38 years. This is the 38th season as a Giant fan. Whatever it is. It's a long time. Okay? No, let me see. It's 33 years. Excuse me. Because 84 is the first year as a Giant fan. Okay? I know this team. They're so bipolar. It's not even funny. Okay? So I believe it when I see it. The only reason they made the playoffs last year is because of their defense. Their offense was horrible. They averaged 18 points a game last year. Okay? That's nothing. You're going to win a lot by scoring and averaging 18 points a game unless the defense plays relentless every week, which is almost literally impossible once you have 85 points. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, yes, to be determined. Let's put it like that. We'll see. We will see, because Eli Manning is a interception machine. I've seen it way too many times. Right. Looks like he's never played before in his life. There's times it looks like he's never played before in his life. And I'm just keeping it real. I appreciate what he's done. I don't want to sound like I'm just, you know, not appreciate what he did for our team. But I'm just saying, I just keep it real. You look at him and you go, wow, he might be the luckiest guy ever in history.
I think I know where you're going with that. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm trying to say? But I mean, yes. At least he's been durable. I mean, 199 games straight, he started as a quarterback. I mean, that's awesome. He's going Brett Favre type numbers when it comes to starting every game. He's like the Kyle Ripken of football, you know, just keep playing and playing. I give him that. I give him credit for that. But he has a lot to do. This is a make or break time for him, to me. If he don't do what he's supposed to do, it's time to move on for me and Eli Manning. I'm just saying. It really is. And that's me as a diehard Giant fan saying this. I know a lot of Giant fans, how can you say that about Eli after what he's done for you? I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying, I don't have that confidence in him like I did with Phil Simms back in the day. I don't.
It's a different era, man.
Or even Jeff Ostetler. Or even, we go back to those other quarterbacks. I know he's a franchise quarterback. I know he has records that he broke. I understand that. So I'm not disrespecting his accomplishments when it comes to that. I'm just saying, by looking through the eye, I'm not one of these fancy football people that go, you know, I go by looking at somebody and I go, why does it seem like he just goes with the flow? I don't know, he just, old shucks attitude and barely gets by. it just so happens. He gets a big play every now and then, and that's it, you know. That's all I'm saying. You know, I'm not no NFL quarterback. I'm not saying, you know, I'm just keeping it real as a fan. And I just don't like when fans of teams use their pom-poms and they look through their team color glasses and their team pom-poms and not keep it real when it needs to be keep it real. When they are good, I give them their props. When they suck, here I come. I'm going to let you know they suck. All right? I don't go by, whoa. Yeah, exactly. And I appreciate that. And Ms. V is like that, too. Trust me. She'll go down, trust me. If the Lions don't do what they're supposed to do, what she thinks, oh, boy, you're going to hear it on this show. Just like, trust me, she won't disappoint.
I started off this show talking about Stafford. I wasn't too happy about that.
I hear you. So, sir, because Ms. V is not really a prediction person, where you see your team going if everything works out right? You know, like, let's say...
Well, as long as I need to say, I still think it's going to be below 500, but I'm going to say maybe 7-9, which would still... Dallas is going to be 12-4 and win the division.
Okay, well, we'll see.
Yes.
We will see.
With Philly making the wild card.
Oh, yeah. You know, and you know what's sad? I won't be surprised if that happens if my Giants don't make the playoffs.
Right.
I can't, because that's how it is. Every year I'm like this. I look at the schedule. I say, well, they could go 8-8, or they could go 10-6. Every year I say this. You never know. Flip the coin. It's not like one year I go, oh, boy, we got to really take over. Oh, boy, the NFC, look out. Yeah, here we come. We're going to steamroll. That hasn't happened since the 86 year, and I must admit, when they defended their title in 2008, that's their last real great season, overall great season. And then you know what happened to Plexico Burress and the rest of the history. Let me be a dumbass and bring a gun in my sweatpants in the club. And it goes off. He's lucky he didn't shoot off his privates off. So moving right along. Yeah, as far as my Giants, like I said, I can see them going 8-8. At best, maybe, like last year, maybe 11 wins, maybe. But we'll see. It all depends. Everything has to work out. The defense, I think, will carry them, no doubt, barring injury. The offense, I got to see. I'm sorry. Just like last year, a little bit. I know we drafted that tight end. I understand. From, you know, Eli Manning College, you know, alumni and Ole Miss and all this other stuff. And, you know, we got that. We got what's his name? The aging wide receiver. I forgot homeboy's name. You know what I'm talking about? That was on the Jets. I understand. And of course, Odell Beckham, I'm okay. He's one of the best wide receivers in the game. But, you know, let's see if he gets his head out of his ass and not act stupid when he needs to, you know, not act stupid. I appreciate his, you know, his confidence and the way he plays the game. He doesn't like to lose. But a little over the top, I'm just saying. Just a little over the top. A little too much. Just a little too much, I'm just saying. Just relax a little bit, you know. Just catch a ball when it's a point in time, you know. When it really means something, please make that one-hand catch. Not when it doesn't mean anything, I'm just saying. I just remember the playoffs. Yeah, but look at the Green Bay game, I was not shocked they lost that playoff game. I was not shocked. And that had nothing to do with the boat thing. It's just that I didn't think they were good enough to beat the Packers. I thought the Packers were a better team. Just keeping it real. I thought the Packers were a better team. It's not that they couldn't beat them there because they've done it in the past with their past teams recently, especially with Aaron Rodgers at the helm. But it just, I looked at it realistically. Even though they won 11 games, I said they did that because of their defense. The defense carried them. The defense carried them. And they had big plays every night. They weren't like, oh, my God, they're going to really have a chance to go to the NFC Championship game. I cannot tell you that right now. I have to see. Give me a month. I'll give him a month.
Okay.
And we'll see. And we'll see. And I'll give you, you know, my honest opinion as always. But I'm not saying they're going to be last place and, you know, stuff like that. They might.
No.
I can see the wild card. I don't know about the division. Maybe the wild card. We'll see. The NFL, you never know. It's not as locked in stone as it used to be. It's not like the NBA, which is a joke, where we can predict right now who's going to be in the finals again.
Right.
Ridiculous. They wonder why no one wants to watch. ridiculous. But well, you have anything else to add to talk about?
No, that's just about it. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
But
what's your name?
I shall return.
Well, yeah. What's your name again, sir? I'm sorry.
Lou.
Lou. Nice to meet you, Lou. And we
Thank
appreciate you.
You.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep on listening. Trust me, we're not boring.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Until we talk.
Well, thank you.
Until we talk again.
Yes, yes. If you, yes, we definitely can't wait for you to call in again. And do you want to stay on and still listen? I can put you back on hold.
No, thanks. I have to make another call anyway. So thank you. But I'll be
gotcha.
Back at a later date.
No problem. And you too, sir. Thank you. There he goes. That's Lou, ladies and gentlemen. And not Lou Winokur from the Tigers from back in the day. See, I know my Detroit guys. You think? See, I know some. That was a good caller, a very good caller.
Very good
right?
call.
I liked them a lot. Knew his football, very articulate. Knew what he wanted to say.
And you didn't know
we're
the ones who took our boy out now, did you?
I know. I did not. But that's why you're here. That's why you're CEO. You're Mr. Trike, remember? You're Mr. Trike. I'm not surprised.
Hey.
That was excellent. That was an excellent
We are
I
good
really
for something.
Like that caller. See, I like that caller.
And like
I
said,
see, I like
and I forgot that we had, I forgot all about that we had took him out in that game, too.
Until you brought it up, see? Yeah, I had no idea. I definitely had no idea. I had no idea.
And now I forgot our boy's name again. The one that we took out. What was his name?
I don't remember.
You know I'm not being funny.
But
it was like one of your key players. We took him out for the season. Cause like,
somebody
no,
the,
but it was
somebody,
like one.
The Patriots?
From the Patriots.
The
it was one of the big players. And he
so
out for
the
season
player?
Because of that.
Oh, it's an offensive
what is
player.
This? Yeah.
Okay.
And it was one of the big players.
She's like, yeah.
That I do remember, because everybody's like, everybody's like, we took him out, and they were like, how the hell did that happen? And they were like, because everybody was like, who the hell puts in their good players? And they were like, shit, you got to put somebody in?
Yeah, right? Okay, Patriots injury. I'm just curious. So we go there. Before we go, injury report. I can't believe they're going to be playing right now. It's amazing. It's only football season. Years flown by. Let's see. I want to look at real quick. Oh, is it Malcolm Mitchell? Is that who it was?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, wasn't there. So it wasn't Malcolm Mitchell. Because it said something about here, Malcolm Mitchell questionable for week one game versus Chiefs.
No, okay, this one is out for the season.
He's out for, okay. Okay, Patriot. Let me see. Let me do this. Out.
Edelman. It's Edelman who we took out.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Whoever
you took out Julian Edelman.
Okay. I guess
I'm
pulled
up quicker than you.
Yeah, well.
Huh?
Hey. Oh, I see it right now. I just see it. Yeah, Julian Edelman. Oh, yeah. Isn't that like their major wide receiver? Yeah, it's like one of their main guys, right? Let me see this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that is major. Yeah, so why, was re-signed by the Patriots as an unrestricted free agent a couple years back, 2014. Jeez. Wow, so he's done. Wow, that's a. But see, Brady is so good. He ain't gonna skip a beat. He's gonna make someone else a star now, because he made this guy a star. Let's keep it real. No one knew of Julian Edelman until he came to Brady. Let's keep it real. It's not knocking the man. I'm just saying. He's made stars out of receivers. The only guy, like I was saying earlier, the only guy that was a bona fide Hall of Famer he ever had on his team was, what's his name? I can't believe I forgot his name. You know, he was with the Vikings back in the day. Damn.
But I know what you're saying, but see, that's what happened. When you come play us, you know, we got to find, we might not be good for a whole lot, but we could take a player out. At least we did take one player out, okay?
You did something right. Detroit did something right for us. You know, I have to be a smartass. You know what I mean? By the way, let me say this real quick about the Lions. I mean, excuse me, about the Tigers. The only reason why the Tigers have been falling by the wayside, you lost a great baseball man that went to the Red Sox a couple of years ago, Dave Dombrowski. He was a very good major man in that management. And I noticed ever since he left from the Tigers have
been gone. Yeah.
This guy is a very respected man.
I think I'm going to be real honest. I think in all honesty, that
me.
When Mike Ilitch got sick and wasn't able to be himself, I think that the players on both teams knew that he was sick before the public knew. Because if you notice, both them teams start going downhill at the same time. And I think that the players knew it, and it had an effect on them. And then nobody knew how to deal with that with the owner going downhill. That's my personal opinion, because he was the father figure. And I truly believe that, you know, when the figurehead of the family, some families just don't know how to function when the leader takes a turn for the worse. And I think that this family is learning how to deal without their leader. And that's my personal opinion.
Good point. That's good. Not a good point.
I could be wrong.
Combined with that, too. Yeah, you're right.
But if you look at both the Red Wings and the Tigers, and you look at both these teams at the same time,
look what happened.
Had a turn
for the worst. The worst
at the same time. And you look at when Mike Ilitch passed away, I think that internally they knew that he was not in good health, even though the public did not know fully what was going on. I think that the players knew. And remember, that's a very close-knit organization.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I think that with that organization being that close, they weren't prepared and no one was able to step up. Because when you're talking about a family that's that close and people not being prepared to take the leadership role, because sometimes people just don't want to take that leadership role. You know, no one wants to say, I know it's time.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just because the end is coming doesn't mean that you want to be the one that says, somebody's got to do it. Even though you know it has to be done, no one wants to seem like the asshole, if that makes
mm-hmm.
sense.
Mm-hmm.
So when it happened, it was too late.
Yep.
I mean, businesses have to go on, but if no one is prepared to do it, you know, and that's why you'll see some families like the Ford family.
Yeah, to them. Yeah.
The Ford family has that, listen, this business is going to go on.
Yeah, we ain't playing.
You know, it's going to go
continue.
On, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
People pass on, but the business has to go on. And the Illiches are the same way, but they weren't prepared because they are a first generation. But first of all, you got to look at the Fords have been around for generations and generations.
Forever.
This is a first generation money. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is new money.
I hear. True, it's new money.
And when you're talking about new money versus old money, it's a big difference. And people, I'm sure people who are listening to me are saying, what do you mean? Okay, I'm going to have a legacy. And I hope my legacy is a money legacy also. But new money versus old money is a big difference. The Fords are old money.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they know how to deal with stuff. You know, hey, business got to go on. People die, but the business got to go on. Boom, 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 boom. The Illiches are new money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mike and Marion Illich are the first ones in their family to have this type of money. So this is new to them. So it's new money. So their family, even though they've got the money, the preparations are different. As far as the passing on, they have the businesses and the hierarchy and the board of directors and everything. It's still hard when a person passes. And the preparations are different because they're new money. And I think with the Red Wings and the Tigers, that was part of the new money, you know, the figureheads, because this is their family. It would be just like Mark Cuban passing. This is new money.
True.
I mean, we hope Mark Cuban don't go nowhere. He's young. Yeah. But,
yeah.
But it's a big difference. Because when you look at how when Bill Ford, when William Clay Ford passed away, a beat wasn't missed. I mean, look, Ford Field got all kind of new stuff. It's like boom, boom, boom. Look at how Ford
boom,
Field
boom,
is
boom.
Going.
Boom, boom,
Martha
boom,
Ford
boom.
Was like, when I went to that practice, Martha Ford was riding around in a Mustang golf cart, okay? And she said, I'm running this now. A beat wasn't missed. Big difference. A beat wasn't missed as far as business-wise, but you could see it in the team when it came down to how the players and everybody was reacting. Now that there's a new hierarchy, the players are regrouping. There's changes being made. But nobody has really said who's in charge when it comes down to you know, nobody said who really owns the Tigers. Nobody really said who owns the Red Wings. Have you noticed that?
Mm, true. Yeah, it's not on the forefront. Yeah, exactly.
Well, when the owner of the Pistons passed away, you heard all over the league who's going to own the Pistons now, who's going to own the Pistons now. Nobody has said anything about who owns the Red Wings. Have you noticed that? Nobody said who owns.
All this time, yeah. Yeah, it's not, like, put out there. True.
I mean, it's understood that they're not being sold because it went to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
It's understood. But how is it really? How are they really being ran? Is Marian Ilitch really putting her hands on it? Does she have that passion that Mike Ilitch had? You know, Martha Ford, let it be known, William Clay Jr. ain't running shit. I'm running this. Because the rumor in Detroit was that William Clay Jr. was going to be running the Lions. And when he thought that he was going to be running it, everybody came out and said, hell no. Martha Ford said, I run this shit. And she's letting it be known that she is the owner of the Lions, and she's the one who's running shit. And she's putting her stamp on it, and you can see her stamp is all over that place.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference. Marian Ilitch is a businesswoman. I've met that woman. She just hasn't put her stamp on it. I can say one thing. She's just trying to make sure she puts her stamp the right way. I can say wholeheartedly, I'm glad that I had a chance to meet her. So she's a real woman. I think it's just taking her time to deal with the death of Mike. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
But that's my opinion.
Hey.
That's just my opinion. And I'm sure that some people may say they've never heard that analogy, but her soulmate died. And the figurehead of the family is gone. And how do you handle this? I know her passion is there. I've met that woman personally. Not many people can say they've met her personally. I met that woman inside of a Little Caesar's Pizza. I think that when you can say that you met her inside of a Little Caesar's, you can't get no more personal than that, okay?
Mm-hmm. True.
And this was when they were still young enough where they were, and they were already in their 50s at that time, okay? So I still say young enough where they were still visiting each individual store. And that woman had a 10-carat diamond on her ring at that time. And they owned the Tigers then. That was in the 90s. They had already won the world. This was after they had bought the Tigers from Tom Monahan.
Mr. Monahan.
So, believe me, I know about, you know, meeting them. And I remember exactly what Little Caesars I was at when I met them. So, you know, like I said, stuff like that, when you remember when you meet people and where you meet them, and wasn't nobody around them, they was behind the counter showing them how to make pizza.
Wow.
And like I said, this was in like 1993 or 94 when I met them.
So 23.
Because I was like, because we actually walked across the street from when I worked at the VA hospital. And we walked in there to go get our lunch. And he was like, that's Mike and Marian Ilitch. It's like, how many carats is that ring? She's like, I earned this.
That was funny when she told you that,
She said that I earned. She's like, this is 10 carats. I earned every bit of these 10 carats.
Like, damn. Very cool people.
Very,
you know what I mean?
Very down to earth people.
Yeah.
And I never forget that because, like I said, no security. I don't even know what type of car they was driving, but when I say wasn't no bodyguards, with nobody around. And it was like they were the employees.
Yeah, right.
And you got to respect people like that. And like I said, that's when I met them.
Exactly. In other words,
so
they made the money. The money that made them. You know what I mean?
And like I said, that was in the 90s.
The 90s. I missed the 90s.
And like I said, so when you remember that, I remember that because they had a place also called Detroit Bagel Factory, and that was like her baby. But she's also part owner. She's also part owner of the casino here.
Yeah,
she has a Michigan. She has a gaming license.
Ooh.
So the woman is a fabulous. She's a businesswoman. So, but we've gone over. But
but you know, 2 months. It's been 2 months, so we could go over this one.
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
because we did talk about.
We caught up on things.
The lion. We talked about the lions, and since you didn't know about
you didn't know
about the $100 million man.
Yeah. But more than that. The $135 million. Huh?
Yeah.
What the hell? But you know, tomorrow's the flagship show of the network.
Yes.
Yeah, we all know about that. It's all about Spectacle Vortex. He's back. So Randy and Greg.
Jesus.
We're gonna be hearing from you, I know. We'll be hearing from you. We'll see.
Oh my Jesus.
Let's see if they've been paying attention.
Oh my Jesus. We're gonna have fun tomorrow night.
Regardless, we'll have fun. And we appreciate our listeners. Thank you. Shout out to Lou who called in. Great caller. And any of you listening right now that's still listening, we appreciate you so much. By the way, you can catch this show
because we can't take callers after the show ends.
Yeah, once the schedule ends. Yeah, I know we're on the air now, but we can't. Yeah, that's how it goes. And you try to call in, you won't be able to call in. But if you miss any part of this show or any shows of the past, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/MissVidaToyLady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. And you go to the archives right there. It'll lead you right to it. It'll be right on the page. You just scroll down. Boom. All the shows that Miss V has done even before BJ, which is before Jay. No smart remarks. Before BJ. Now tomorrow I'll say the exact name. Yes, but it's great to be back. In all seriousness, like I said, you know, condolences to all the people out down there. Y'all been getting hit way too hard with these hurricanes. Enough is enough already. And you know, hope everything gets better for y'all. You know, take the time to appreciate what you have, because that could be any of us right now. I'm just saying.
And for everybody who's same here, for everybody who's recovering in Texas, you know, as they say, Texas strong. And for my family that's in Port Arthur, you know, I haven't heard from you guys. So I'm going to think, since I haven't heard anybody say that they're driving down there, that everything is okay, you know. That's what I'm thinking, because nobody is telling me that they're hopping in the car driving down there, so I'm thinking that everything is okay, because the last conversation I had was that family had been evacuated. They were evacuated out of their homes, and they were allowed to go back. So the word that I got was they didn't know yet if they had to go down there to help. So I'll find out. So yes, I'm one of the people who have family that was affected by this. And then I've got friends that has family that's in Florida that's possibly a help affected. And then I have coworkers that were affected in Puerto Rico. And I have coworkers in Miami that are being affected because my job, that day job thing that I have coworkers that actually were affected in Texas. And Miami and Puerto Rico, and my coworkers in Puerto Rico, we have not been able to get in touch with them yet, so we are waiting to hear. Due to my situation, I'm not able to help anybody, so I have been put in limbo. So normally, I'm one of the people that normally volunteers.
Yeah.
And this was the time where I would have, because I'm one of the few people that don't have children. So I'm able to actually, as they say, go mobile and help. And this is the time where I wasn't able to go mobile. So it put me in a very bad position this time, because it's times like this where you need somebody who is able to be gone for extended periods of time. And I'm one of those people. I can be gone for months at a time from my home because all I have is a small dog.
Yeah, and anybody, I know someone's going to say, what do you mean you have kids? No, they're grown. That's your point. So anybody's like, what do you mean?
I have adult children.
Yeah, exactly. It's a difference.
I have adult children.
Big difference. Just saying.
And
so I just want to put that out there. I just want to make sure I put that out there.
And for anybody who says, well, what about the radio show? The radio shows can go on. In times like this, the radio shows can go on, because when we go mobile like this, normally when I volunteer to do stuff like this, I'm normally, like, I would not be able to do, like, this show, but I would be able to do the Friday night show, which means that my presence is not required on this show. It's nice to be able to do it, but it's not required. And they try not to have us away from our families for more than a week or two at a time because of the nature of situations, but this is the time where I would be, you know, if they needed me, I would be volunteering to go. I volunteered for Katrina. I was not utilized for Katrina. So I tell people all the time that I know that this would probably be the time where I would have been asked to go, because my situation is a whole lot different from when. But Katrina, I still had a child that was at home, and that was one of the reasons why they said that they did not ask me to go, because I had a daughter in high school. And even though she was self-sufficient, I was like, that heifer know how to cook. But I was like, she know how to take care of herself. They was like, yeah, but you have a teenager. I was like, they got a grandparent. They got two grandparents. I actually had, I had two high schoolers, but the way it was put to me was that, you know, we can't pull a single parent away from their teenage children just because they're willing to go help somebody else. And I was like, but that's what you're supposed to do. These kids can get to school. I had people who could take care of them. So I knew that this time it's different because I don't have children at home at all. So I would have been pulled if I volunteered. And this time I'm not able to volunteer, so, you know, I've been telling people, you know, I'm doing what I can. So what I've been doing is that if I could take people's workloads or whatever, I've been volunteering to take their workloads that they can't do. And due to the fact that I'm also not able to work, so it's like really been, sometimes I can't work at all. So it's like I can't even take workloads now. So it's kind of messed up.
It's
kind of messed up all the way around. But the good news is, everybody, if you're in the metropolitan Detroit area, come Monday.
For what?
Can I get a drum roll for this? This is a big announcement.
Wait, hold on.
Seriously, can I get a real drum roll?
Yeah, hold on. I'm getting right to it. For this week of play. Hold on. Where is the drum roll? Hold on a second. Drum roll. Drums, please. Okay, where is it? Drum roll. Oh, here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the drum roll that Ms. V requested. That's a loud-ass drum roll. Damn. All right.
Okay, Monday, if you're in the metropolitan Detroit area for the next 4 weeks, if you're driving on Interstate 94, by Detroit Metropolitan Airport, look for the billboard advertising Bees After Dark.
We are,
for those of you who did not know, we are a legitimate business, and our billboard is up. It will be up starting Monday, September 11th. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week is a digital billboard. So, will be up for 4 weeks.
Nice. That's right. With the billboard, digital billboard behind you. Yes.
Yes, it will be a rotating digital billboard.
Nice. I guess I like to see how this goes. I want a video ASAP.
Chop,
chop.
Believe me.
Oh, wait, wait, that's
I'm going to be trying my best to get out there.
Yeah, so that's the announcement. Yes. I love that theme. Jesus Christ. I love that 20th Century Fox theme. Excuse me. No, 21st Century, actually. Yeah.
So, yes, it is official. Our billboard
Yay.
Is going up.
Applause, applause. Here we go. Yeah. Yes. I hope it don't cause any accident. You know, but you know, wow, look at that billboard. we don't want nothing like that. Okay, no accident. Oh wait. Oh, you see the billboard? First of all, we want to say this right now. Bees After Dark is not responsible for getting a car accident. And you watching the billboard, you ain't paying attention to the road. I'm just saying. I'll make that clear. Don't come to us and see well, a damn thing.
Hey, you have to sue the billboard company.
Yeah,
because they're the ones who designed it.
Yeah, I just want to make this clear. Because I'm looking out for my woman here, for my homegirl. Don't be suing her, right? All right? There ain't nothing to do with it, right? Don't blame her because the billboard is so good, too good. You can't keep your eyes on the road. Just saying. All right? Take responsibility, people. That's all I got.
So you want to close us out, boss man?
Yes. So, like I said, thoughts and prayers and condolences to those people down there with the hurricanes are being healed over. I'm glad to be back. We're glad to be back. I speak for Missy. And just to let you know, tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yes, that'll be a Friday if you're keeping score at home. It's the return after a 2-month hiatus of It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex. Well, Ms. V, the toy lady, she will be in the driver's seat, and I will be at the shotgun, with a shotgun. And we'll be back to terrorize the airways once again from 10 p.m. to midnight. And by the way, we're making this very clear, we're still strict with the midnight going up the air exactly midnight. That's still in effect. I want to make that clear. I have to speak for Ms. V, but she would have said something right now if I was speaking out of turn. And by the way, next Thursday, yes, 2 weeks in a row, we'll be back. Yes, we will be back for next Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Let's Talk About Sport with me as your host, James Azevedo, and my co-host, the CEO, the very lovely, multi-talented Ms. Rita Toilet. So until tomorrow
and I might
night,
be, and follow me on Periscope.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be at the Lions game Sunday, so they've got better Wi-Fi, so I might be live. I might be live something. Ooh. I don't
That's
know
right,
what I'm doing.
That's right, because they redid it. That's right, because they redid the stadium. I remember you telling me they were, like, re-renovating it, you know, up to date with the technology and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so,
and I'm right next to one of the Wi-Fi hotspots.
Oh, I hope you don't get cancer. You don't need that. I don't know about that. No, I'm just thinking it's a bad joke. But you know what I'm trying to say. I don't like when you say that. It's like, oh, we need a Wi-Fi spot. Okay. Hopefully nothing happens. With that being said, by the way, if you follow Ms. V the Toilet on Twitter, you at Ms. V the Toilet, that's at MSV TOYLADY. Did I say that right? No, I think I fucked up. Excuse me. At
you want
Ms.
me to say it?
V the Toilet. No, I did it before. I did it right before. At MSVDATOYLADY. Although it sounds better when you say it. Go ahead, you say it. It's much more feminine. Much more
feminine
when you say it.
at msvdatolylad. Okay,
no,
just follow me.
No,
no, I can't get it.
No, you just
I haven't done it in a while.
But you almost you had it. You were just one short. You
okay.
had it.
Right? Let me redo it. Okay, because I haven't done it in a while. It's at msvdatolylady.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, and once you do that on Twitter, you'll automatically be connected to her on Instagram. You'll see the Instagram, and you go in there, and blah, 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 blah. And by the way, it's the same handle on Instagram also. Same thing.
And on Periscope. It's like
same thing,
everything.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
my handle, like on everything.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, I like to make things a little interesting. On Twitter is at YankeeMan1973, YankeeMan1973 on Twitter. On Instagram is JimmyA73, JimmyACE73. And Facebook is my name, James Azevedo. That's it. With that being said, have a good evening, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on VBS Talk Radio, where it's all about sex, sex, and more sex. So until then, enjoy the rest of your evening. And we'll see you tomorrow night. It's going to be fun. Bye, everybody. Bye, Ms. V. We're back.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. As Fred Stanford said, bye.